Perfect. What is up, y'all? This is DWC, episode 5, week 4 of the NFL. Make sure that you guys can listen to us on YouTube and on Apple Podcasts and Spotify Podcasts for the audio listeners. Make sure you give us a 5-star rating, drop a like, subscribe, and all that jazz. We are also on Twitter at DWC2022 and on Instagram at Defense Wins Championships. We're going to go ahead and get into the headlines of this week that we have. And the first one is, should NFL teams spend big money on backup QBs? This one's tough because, okay, Reed said, fuck no. All right. This one's tough. Last year it was an anomaly year where a lot of QBs got injured. A lot of QBs got hurt. I don't think they should, but at the same time, you don't want to. I get you're taking a gamble every year with your quarterback anyway, though.
Yeah.
And if your quarterback gets hurt or not. But you don't want to pay a lot of money for someone that's just going to sit there.
Exactly. And that to me is like the biggest thing, because you're not going into the season expecting your starting QB to get hurt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, even with injury issues, like, obviously it goes both ways. You look at the Browns last year. We went through 4 QBs. This year, Andrew Berry made a change and was like, we're not doing that again, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was a weird situation, though, because how Barry usually does it is he doesn't get backup QBs. We don't pay for it. We had a rookie, and we had like a undrafted free agent or something as our backups. But we were in the position to win because we started off decent on the year. So I think that was the reason we went out and got Flacco after the Steelers game, because it was like, all right, this isn't going to work. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And we weren't – it's not like we were 3-6 – and, oh, let's just let DTR run out the rest of the year. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's really smart to pay $5 million plus, $4 million plus for a guy that you don't expect to play, because you can be using that money for other positions that actually matter in the NFL. And roster management isn't easy already, so you're going to need any type of extra money you can get to build depth at certain positions. Also, the Browns last year got a guy off the couch and went 4-5-2 with him. So I don't think you necessarily need to spend huge on a backup QB, because, like I said, no one expects their QB to get hurt. No one wants their QB to get hurt. I feel like teams – like last year, you got to look at the Bengals too. Like, Burrow got hurt, but Browning stepped in and did well. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He's not getting paid a lot. He's like – I feel like you just don't need to do it. This year with like the Dolphins, everyone's blaming McDaniel and the GM. Oh, they knew if Tua got hurt, he has injury history. Like, Skylar Thompson's all you have left. This is exactly, they're like, oh, this is who they went with. Like, they had no plan of action. If Tua got hurt, they're going with Skylar Thompson, who we've seen is not good. Like, but the Dolphins also made a lot of moves like to other positions. They had a lot of turnover on the roster. They had to upgrade the defense with free agents. Like, the backup QB position should be the last thing you worry about, right? Like, mm-hmm. I don't understand why people are so angry about this. I went through this last year with the Browns. Everyone was like, why didn't Barry have a backup for Deshaun? He's known to have injuries. He has only played 6 games for the Browns. I was like, dude, no one is sitting there expecting Deshaun or Tua or Burrow to get hurt. Like, it's football. Shit happens.
Yeah, it's just like QBs get hurt every year. It's rare that like a QB just lasts forever for the whole year. But I mean, you pay your QB in hopes that they don't get hurt. So you're already, yeah, especially if you have a franchise QB, you're already strapped for cap space. And you have to put it on other things. And that's what we're seeing with, you know, the Bengals. They paid Joe all this money. They're going to eventually pay Jamar all this money, and then you see that the defense isn't getting any money or any upgrades. And that's what we saw Monday night.
Yeah.
People getting cooked.
I just think it's weird though, the mindset of it, because like everyone already knows, whether they want to fucking say it out loud or not, how hard it is to hit on a franchise QB, right? Mm-hmm. So you're telling me that the GM needs to hit on a franchise QB, pay him $40 million a year, and hit on a backup that can win you games? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It just is unrealistic. Like, all NFL fans are unrealistic when it comes to like how you should manage a team, how you should win, how you should do this, that, play calling, all this bullshit. I'm just like, there's no way in hell that you're expected to hit on two QBs on the same roster. Like, that just isn't how it works.
Yeah.
I just don't get it, because it's weird. And like, it's never a problem unless your QB gets hurt. No one says shit. No one's like, oh my God. Like, obviously, Browns are a different scenario because Deshaun has not played well and people just want Winston to play, right?
Mm-hmm.
But no one's sitting there like, oh man, I really want that backup QB that's making $5 million to play. Like, as bad as AR has played, no one is sitting there saying, I want Flacco to play right now. Yeah. Are they? No one has said that at all. I haven't even seen it on Twitter, and Twitter's the worst fucking place of all time. This is what I'm talking about, though. Like, if AR, he's there as a safety blanket. If AR got hurt, then they have Flacco. But no one is like, oh my God, we need to play that $6 million backup QB we have right now. Like, no one is. I don't understand. Like, people are so frustrating when it comes to this type of topic.
I mean, it's like, realistically, I mean, if you're paying your QB to play, I mean, 17 games is a lot of games.
A lot.
Especially just depending on your archetype of QB. Nowadays in this NFL, we're asking our QBs to be more mobile and get out of the pocket. So it could lead to more injuries. So there's not a lot. If you're paying top dollar for a really good backup, most of the time that backup is already playing on a different team as a bridge quarterback. So, you know, you're really just paying high dollars for scraps. Obviously, you want like an older guy if you have like a rookie or a younger guy, but I don't really think you need to shell out all that kind of money for that.
No, I mean, you're just wasting money in positions you don't bank on being injured. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why not have like $5 million goes a long way when building depth. Like, you can get probably two people in certain positions that can help you win games. A backup QB is not going to help you win games unless your QB is hurt. And if your QB is hurt, like if Joe Burrow gets hurt, we know the season's over, right?
Yeah.
So like, what does a backup QB do at that point? You know, it's very rare to see a team with a backup QB go to the playoffs. It just doesn't happen in the NFL. So if you need a safety blanket for your ease of mind as an NFL fan, like, oh my God, if Burrow got hurt, we have fucking Joe Flacco back there though. We're still going to go to the playoffs. You're fucking wrong. You're absolutely wrong. And if you do get there by any chance, you're going to lose in the first round. So what does it fucking matter?
You should know about that.
Yeah. So, I mean, what does it fucking matter at that
point? Me too. Like, me too. We lost in the first round.
Yeah. I mean, that's just how it is in the NFL. Like, starting QBs are everything. Backup QBs are nothing. That's how you should look at it.
Respect to the backup
QB. Now, I will say, with the shortened preseason, training camps are shorter and an extra game added, and if you're a perennial playoff team, like, it makes more sense to have somebody back there that could run your offense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like you said, injuries happen. The season's a lot longer. Like, in today's climate with the added game, and if they fucking add more, who knows? The NFL's greedy. Backup QBs are more valuable now than they were back then, but I still don't think they're super valuable, and I don't think you should be paying $5 million for one. So that's where I'm at with it.
So you've had enough of the backup QB.
It's so annoying. You get on Twitter, Mike McDaniel went the whole preseason with Skylar Thompson as backup, and Tua has injury problems. I'm like, bro, get out of here. Like, are you expecting Tua to nosedive into somebody like that and be fucking put on IR for a concussion? No one is. He made it through all of last year fully healthy,
mm-hmm.
or like pretty much the whole season.
4,000 plus passing yards.
I'm just like, no one And if you think Mike McDaniel's sitting there like, Tua's going to get hurt this year, I need a backup QB. You know what I mean? And Skylar Thompson's been there for 3 years, knows the system. He's not great, but he also isn't going to cost a lot. He's already been within the offense and the players around him. Like, you're telling me someone random that has to learn the new offense would be better than Skylar Thompson right now? That's hard for me to believe. There's probably three backup QBs that can be functional in this league right now. That's it. And they're already all paid way too much on their respective teams. So people are tweaking when they're like, oh, Mike McDaniel didn't come up with a preliminary plan for Tua being hurt. I'm like, fuck is he supposed to do? He doesn't sit there every day, oh my God, Tua's going to get hurt in practice. Tua's going to blow out an Achilles. You know what I mean? No one does that. You can't play in fear in the NFL. You're going to fucking lose games.
This man is hot, boy. This man is hot. And we're going to go ahead and get into – basically, this is going to be the rookie of the year battle, Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams. I think
all right, let me just let's start it off like every ESPN and talking head show ever. Should the Bears have taken Jaden Daniels? My favorite talking point of the week.
Oh Lord.
Dude, I can't believe how many people have switched up and said Jaden Daniels in a better position now, because that is completely false. All these people talking about him being, oh, they're at a better team. He has better weapons around him, a better O-line. I'm like, dude, the switch up is insane.
Nah, I mean, both our O-lines are two packs of ass.
Yeah, both O-lines are shit.
I mean, Jaden Daniels is still getting killed back there. So, you know what I mean? I mean, when he threw that fucking dot to Terry, he got smoked.
That was a nice fucking
throw. That was a fire ass throw. Shout out. Hey, shout out to Commanders. Hey, Polo is on the way, Commanders fans. I told you.
You didn't win by 10,
but you still won the game. You still did your thing.
I forgot you got to pull up in the next pod with a Commanders
Polo. Polo is on the way. yeah, hey, my overreaction was Caleb Williams wasn't going to win Rookie of the Year from two podcasts ago. That was my overreaction. I still stand by that. I don't know if it's going to be Jaden or, I mean, Malik Nabers has been fucking phenomenal.
He's been great.
I mean, you know.
Bro, why did we? I got Schwartz literally pisses me off more than anybody on the Browns, and that's saying something. Because I know what Schwartz is, and I know what he can be, but he just is an idiot sometimes. He's an old head.
Yeah, if one person's getting cooked, why don't we put
somebody It took him a whole half to move Emerson off one-on-one coverage with Malik Nabers. Why don't we have Denzel Ward on him the whole game, who's a top five corner in the league? Man-to-man might be the best corner in the league. Like, what are we doing? I don't know. I guess I'm not a fucking coach. I don't know shit.
What do you take on it? Which one are you more of a fan of?
I liked both coming out. I think how Jaden Daniels played in college to me looked more NFL ready, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I also think Caleb Williams has more talent than him. I think it's way too fucking early, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. Everyone who watches this podcast knows that me and Bo hate Matt Eberflus, and I think he's a cancer and should have been fired before they even drafted Caleb Williams. Not saying he's the reason Caleb's playing bad, because it's not. Caleb is just new to the NFL and everything's faster. Mm-hmm. He's got to make better decisions. But man, Eberflus amazes me every time I watch the game. It's really something. Like, he's in the category of Doug Peterson, I think. Of just like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But I do think Caleb is young and he's going to figure it out. This little streak the Commanders on, it'll start to go down, I think. I mean, let's be honest. They haven't played anyone decent so far.
Oh, fuck the Bengals?
I'm over it. I'm over it. We can get into the Bengals if you want. I've picked you 2 out of 3 weeks now. The only one I didn't pick you against was the Super Bowl champion. But for some fucking reason, this team only shows up for the Chiefs. And I'm fucking sick and tired of it. If you say the AFC runs through you, the AFC North runs through you, then fucking beat someone other than the Chiefs. I'm fucking sick of it.
And they didn't even do that this year.
Oh, my God, they're annoying. Like, I'm not even a fan of you guys. And no, I could imagine what an actual fan of you guys would be, because I'm sure you're pissed. Like, I'd literally jump out this window into traffic if I watched that game on Monday night. And I just watched the Browns lose at home to the Giants.
Giants, yeah. Danny Dimes.
My God, Danny Dimes looked like fucking Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Apparently it's a rant morning. That's what's going to happen.
I'm the same as you. I do think Jaden Daniels, the way he plays, I think is also more NFL ready. It's just I had no problem with Jaden Daniels. I hate LSU, but I loved him in college. It was just I didn't know how his body was going to sustain the hits that he was taking. And he was taking massive hits in college.
Yeah.
Bama knocked him out the game. And how is it going to go getting smacked? And he's not protecting himself in the NFL. He's still getting fucking walloped. He even told coaches he doesn't like to slide.
Dude, when he slid mid-game, Dan Quinn literally started cheering. I was like, what?
He said he'd rather dive or just roll over, do like a barrel roll. I was like, bro, what the fuck?
He's probably going to get hurt eventually.
That is a crash out at QB. That is a crash out. I think Caleb Williams has, some of the best arm talent I've seen in college. I think he's just trying to do too much right now. And I also think it's the play call. It's the play call of the O-line. He's trying to do too much. I was talking to some of our homies, our representative Bears fan, Jordan. Bears fan. I don't think some of the guys over there like him. I think they're still so butthurt about Justin Fields.
That's so weird to me. Okay.
Hey, Justin Fields 3-0.
I'm about to start ranting again.
Justin Fields 3-0.
Dude, Justin Fields, what was his record at the Bears? It was like 13-38 or something.
Hey, he had Eberflus.
He did have Eberflus, but like at some point.
And Matt Nagy.
Listen, this is where I stand with rookie QBs, young QBs. I can tolerate losing for 2 years probably. When you hit that third season as an NFL QB, the odds of you succeeding in this league and after that year you were still bad is so low. And I know the Steelers are 3-0, but are they 3-0 because of Fields? Are they 3-0 because of that defense and how Tomlin gets his team to fucking play football? Let's be real. Can you be real with me for fucking?
Hey, he had a great game against the Chargers.
Yeah, he had a good game, but it wasn't anything like, oh, he took over. You know what I mean?
He did what he had to do. What is it? 230? Two rushing touchdown, passing touchdown?
Yeah, that was probably his best game in probably 3 years. But the Chargers.
Miracle workers.
Yeah, I mean, but like the Chargers, I mean, the Steelers are not winning because of him right now. Like your defense is fucking
unreal. I mean, we're not winning because of him, but we're also not losing.
You're not losing because of him, which you could say the Bears probably lost a few games because of him when he was on that team.
When he was on the Bears, he was just doing way too much. And I think with Arthur Smith and Mike Tomlin, we were like, no. Throw it away. If it's not there, throw it away.
Yeah, I mean, I think both Caleb and Jaden will be good. The biggest thing about rookie QBs, obviously, one is going the opposite direction right now. Jaden Daniels' confidence is going super through the roof, and Caleb's is probably a little bit down. But you can't let it get to Bryce Young level, where even with Caleb playing spotty or having only a few good throws, he needs to stay confident in himself, or it's just going to be fucking another Bryce Young situation. He'll never get out of his own head. Kind of like Sam Darnold at the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Because Sam Darnold, once he like got out of the Jets, got a fresh start, it was fine. I think Caleb can succeed at the Bears. I do think they need a new coach. But other than that, like I think he'll be fine going forward. The thing about the Bears, too, is like he just needs to play not to lose because the defense is good enough to keep him in games. So he does need to stop doing so much. Just take a sack. Just take a fucking sack. Your O-line shit. Just leave it alone.
Yeah. I think it's weird that, like, fans, not us, but, like, fans are, like, so, like, especially, like, DBs, like, rookie DBs, young DBs, development. But we don't have that for QBs. We don't have that kind of threshold. They just expect them, oh, you were good in college. You're supposed to be good in the NFL. Like, development is everything.
Yeah.
For a QB. And we see it with Bryce Young. I mean, he's cooked. Absolutely cooked. Especially now that Andy won, it's over.
Well, look at the two best QBs in football right now. Pat Mahomes and Josh Allen both sat their first year. And then they played, but they didn't – they warmed into it. So all these people that are just thrown in as rookies, there's no development. They're learning a whole new offense when they get to the NFL. Most likely an offense they've never even – seen before because college doesn't run pro style offenses and they're expected to compete against the very best football players in the world and very best coaches on defense in the world. Like, come on. It's just that pressure. We've talked about that pressure from the owner down to the GM, down to the coach. It's like, if your QB is not producing, which usually means your team's not producing, then you're getting fucking fired. Mm-hmm. And I think we saw that with Dave Canales. With Andy Dalton, he was just like, fuck it, man. I know Andy Dalton can win me games. So he threw his ass in there. But I mean, if they can reset Bryce's mindset somehow, play Dalton the rest of the year, let him sit, let him learn behind Dalton. Dalton was a good QB in the league.
Yeah.
Like a serviceable QB, like a Baker Mayfield type of QB.
Mm-hmm.
If he can just sit behind him for a year or so and see if they can get him back out there. I mean, that's the best way to go for QBs, in my opinion. So, like, Caleb and Jaden getting thrown into the fire, not super great ever.
Yeah. That's not how it used to be. Rookies,
no.
Unless you were, like, amazing, rookies always – you'd have to be a Peyton Manning. Like, rookies always sat.
Yeah, Tom Brady sat. And then, what was it, 9 games in, that Bledsoe got hurt, and then he had to play the rest of the year?
Yeah.
But he wasn't –
like, Big Ben played, but – our team was elite.
Defense, yeah, was elite. And that's how Brady was too. Like, people forget Brady won a Super Bowl his first year, but he wasn't the reason they won it. Like, he just didn't turn it over. The defense that year, like, allowed fucking 9 points a game. So it's not like Brady walked into the league and was like, I'm the best. You know what I mean? He fucking sat behind Drew Bledsoe. Think about that. And then he fucking only played because of an injury, a season-ending injury. So just give it time, people. Give it time. They're going to be okay.
Yeah, they're going to be fine. Okay. They'll be fine. Caleb might not win Rookie of the Year, but it doesn't mean that he's not going to be a good QB. And the next one, the last one is, should Tomlin keep Fields as a starter once Russ is healthy?
I'm going to let you take the lead on this one.
I think as long as we're winning, you keep Fields in. I think the fans love Fields. I think the media loves Fields. I do love Russ. And the thing I love about Russ is when Russ is on a team, Russ is like, does everything for the team. Like all of the like outside the field stuff, Russ is in that shit. But if it was up to me, I'd keep Fields and then I can maybe like shop Russ around. Because the way Fields is playing, I don't see him getting hurt. He's not doing the bear shit, like rolling out and getting smacked. We don't even do like design runs for him that much unless we're in the red zone. And like I was telling you, he seemed slower, and I don't think he's slower. I think he's just like more methodical in his, if he has to run out, he's more like throwing out. So I think he's great. Great energy. The team loves him. They were screaming QB1 after his score. So I think as long as we're winning, he'd have to like do a couple. We can't like he has one bad game or like Russ, where you at? But I think Russ is healthy. I just think we're just playing fields because we're winning. And it doesn't you got to see he really won't get a test. Fields will not get a test until like week 11, week 12. Once we start playing all the division guys, especially when we play in Christmas against the Chiefs, we're losing that game. Unless Pat Mahomes isn't playing.
Mahomes hasn't been very good this year, but.
Brother.
I know.
It's Mahomes.
He wins. He finds ways to win. I get it.
But I think Fields should be the starter until he has like a couple bad games. Yeah, I genuinely think he should just start the rest of the year.
I don't hate the take, and you know how I feel about Justin Fields. Mm-hmm. The problem is you're in a weird position where you have won three in a row. There's like two sides to every winning streak. It's like, all right, he's doing just enough where we're not losing, right? But mm-hmm. there's also, do we need to be better than that to beat the better teams? Mm-hmm. You know? So I do think Russ probably gives you a better chance at having a more explosive offense downfield and stuff like that. But I mean, that switching QBs in the middle of a win streak mm-hmm. is probably a way to get fans really mad at you.
Yeah. I think the fans and the team really likes Fields.
Yeah. Which is, you know, Fields seems like a fucking great guy because everywhere he goes, the players love him. Mm-hmm. And his play really doesn't live up to how much the players love him. You would think he's winning more. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Obviously, QB wins aren't a thing. Like, that's not necessarily really a thing at all. It's team play. But, like, if he needs – to me, he needs to win, like, two or three more games, and you go from there. But you have to make the decision for Russ, like – midway point at the latest, in my opinion, because if you hit late November, December area and you're like, oh, Fields has lost four or five straight, now you're gonna throw Russ in there, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Got no reps with the ones at all season, and maybe you're trying to make a late playoff push. I don't think that's a great idea. So they're kind of in a weird situation right now where you got to just go with the hot hand. You can't just throw in Russell Wilson. Because if he does go in and loses that game, it's not going to look great.
No.
For him, and that's a lot of pressure on him in general. So
yeah,
you have to kind of wait to see if everything levels out, like if you lose a few games or he starts being spotty. Just a weird situation.
Now, do you think the whole time that Tomlin was just going to play Fields, like when it first started?
No. You mean when Russ got hurt?
No, I'm saying in the beginning when we got both.
No, I don't think he was. Tomlin's still – like, I know Tomlin is, like, cryptic. He doesn't ever say what he's actually going to do. Because even now, he still won't announce if Russ is going to play or mm-hmm. if they're going to ride Justin Fields. You know what I mean?
Pause.
Mm-hmm. yeah. I think Tomlin's, like – I mean, he's always going to make the right decision, I think, when it comes to QB and player personnel. Like, he's going to go with the hot hand. He's not going to just be like, oh, Russ, you're going in there. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? If Justin Fields started 1-2 or 0-3, then I'm sure Russ would be in there when he's healthy. You know, mm-hmm. like, Tomlin's not the guy that likes to lose. So, but if they're winning, he's not going to change anything. Like, that's how the Steelers are. They win these nitty gritty games that are just nasty, ugly football games. So as long as Fields keeps winning, he's going to be the starter.
Yeah, you saw that passing chart against the Chargers. You saw over the middle throws. You know, they without had, man,
they had no pass rush on you guys.
So Joey went out in like the first like two plays.
Yeah, like you said though, that you guys don't really play anybody until later down the line, and then it gets brutal though. We'll see. I've seen Justin Fields against like good D lines and good defenses, and he just does not look great most of the time. He doesn't usually make the thing about Fields that I've noticed is he doesn't make the right decision when it matters the most. They definitely should have beat us last year, the Bears.
Yeah.
They were up the Flacco threw two pick sixes. We didn't score for three quarters until the fourth quarter. And Fields just could not score on us.
Is I don't know. Better beat y'all this year?
Probably. Our fucking team. I have no faith. You see that? See that right there? I got no faith in them. I don't know what they're doing.
You got no faith in both of those teams on that.
All offseason, Deshaun must have gotten no pussy. Fucking DeJuan Jones weighs 500 pounds. Kevin Stefanski brought in Dorsey, and I don't know what the fuck Dorsey does. I don't think Dorsey does anything. We're cooked. We might be. Schwartz can't defend a motion jet sweep to save his fucking life because he's from the goddamn 1970s. I honestly don't know.
Do you think he'll be fine when Nick comes back?
Dude, our O-line is so bad. I watch our O-line. It's so unfortunate. This is the shit I'm talking about. Like last year, it was our O-line was good. Nick Chubb got hurt, but it was like, all right, we can blame Deshaun if they're bad, right? You know what I mean? This year, Deshaun clearly looks terrible, but our O-line is also terrible, and we're leading the league in drop passes. So why can't we ever just have a definitive answer on who is shit? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, last year, if Deshaun looked like this through three or four games, I promise you Jameis Winston would already be in.
Yeah.
But because the whole team is playing like ass, they're not going to pull the trigger on that.
No. And I think, and I don't think Deshaun lost you that game at all. Like, he hit, who was it, Tillman? Or who he hit somebody. He hit Tillman.
That was his best throw. Well, second best throw. The first throw he had with Cooper was really good. But the fourth and fucking five right in the chest just drops it. I'm just like, dude, I can't even. It's like when Deshaun plays well, the receivers play like shit. The O-line always plays like shit. But when Deshaun actually makes a throw, the receivers drop it. Like Amari Cooper had a better game, but it's just like he's been asked the whole year.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I just want a definitive answer. Like, it's so annoying to see Deshaun make throws like that and then completely miss a read, like right in front of his face. You know what I mean? It's just like, we can't put it all together. We never will be able to put it all together. I just don't understand.
Not until you get off that Indian burial ground, brother. It's a wrap.
It's so weird. Also, I don't know why we're not doing more up-tempo. Like, when we went tempo in the second half against the Giants, like, Deshaun was hitting people in stride. Quick decision-making. Like, he has to throw it quick. When he sits back there in the pocket, it looks disastrous. Like, he's bailing from the pocket. He doesn't step up if needed. I'm just like, oh my God, man. You can tell he just doesn't have the processing anymore. Like, missing those 2 years hurt him so bad mentally. Because athletically, I'm not worried about his shoulder. Like, he still rips it sometimes. I'm like, definitely not worried about his athleticism. He still breaks a shitload of tackles. I mean, if anything, that's the one thing he's best at is breaking sacks. Because the man fucking somehow escapes the crazy shit, but I don't know. He just can't process anything on the field and what he's seeing. He's not confident. This is it. Like, confidence is key for QBs, and I don't think he's confident in what he's seeing. So I don't know if that can be fixed. He's scared to throw picks because he's going to get booed off the field.
I would say not with your fans. Your fans still want Baker.
Yeah, I mean, that's just it. Like, I feel like Jameis wouldn't care. And that's how Flacco was. Flacco didn't give a fuck, and he just threw it, you know? As much as I hated it sometimes, like, he did win four or five games, and he threw for 300 yards.
Sometimes you just got to trust your – I mean, Amari was Flacco's best friend. Sometimes you just got to rip that shit, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Deshaun, just fucking throw the ball. Like, I'm tired of you just holding it. I don't care. I don't care if it's tight coverage. But then again, it's like – all right, I'm not confident in myself, and now at this point in the season, I'm not confident they're even going to catch it if I do get it there. You know what I mean? So we might just be cooked. Might be fried all around. You know who's been our best receiver this year? It's been fucking Jerry Jeudy.
Roll Tide, man. Shout out Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah. All right.
This is what you get, man. 13 wins. This is what you get.
Yeah. I didn't bet any other money on that. That was it.
Against your fucking team.
Well, now I'm picking against them every week. I'm picking against them every week to see if I can reverse jinx it. Because
how far we have fallen, man.
I'm sick of it, bro. Until I see something from that offense, because we're the worst offense in the league by far.
The worst?
I think we're the worst. Since Andy Dalton took over for the Panthers, I think we're the worst offense. Maybe the Raiders. Us, the Raiders. We're about to see this week. Raiders versus Browns.
Worse than the Giants?
Giants just beat us. And they moved – well, they didn't move down the field at all in the second half, but still.
Yeah, y'all were like, keeping it close. And then Devin Singletary, man. just broke that huge run.
No, we were – no, it was really stupid because we did – we came back, we went for two, we got it within 6 points, and I was like, okay, we're here. We stop them again, we get the ball back, and then that fumble happens where Jerome Ford, well, it was actually Deshaun's fault. He put it too high on his chest plate.
Yeah.
And then Jerome Ford dropped it, fumble, they got it. And then the Giants, being the Giants, they're just as bad as us. They miss a 30-something yard field goal. So I'm like, okay, the Browns have another fucking chance. And then Tillman drops the fourth down pass, and I'm just like, I'm going to.
Dude, I was sweating that under so much.
We actually had three chances because, one, the RPO. We had an RPO where Deshaun missed Akins wide open, or if that wasn't the read, he just ran after Amari Cooper wasn't open on that pick play.
Yeah.
And didn't get it. And then fucking Tillman dropped the fourth down. So we missed two fourth downs that should have been completed. We're just ass. I don't know what else to say. We're just ass.
Yeah, that handoff, I thought it was Ford, and then I saw the replay, and the ball was literally, like, right here.
Nothing was worse. I was like, bruh. Nothing was worse than that drive because Deshaun hits Amari Cooper for 30 yards, and then he hits another receiver for 15 yards. And we're like, okay, two plays, we're already at the 40-yard line of the Giants, and then he fucking hands it off at his fucking nose. I was like, dude. We just cannot play a full game without being idiots.
Shout out the Browns, man.
Browns and Bengals, you might as well just conjoin teams. Like, Burrow play for us. We'll take Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, and Amari Cooper as the receivers.
I was about to say, it's just
we're not taking anyone besides Hendrickson on the Bengals team. That's it, though. Yeah. Like, we'll take a few of your O-linemen, maybe, because we're ass, too. And now fucking Wyatt Teller is hurt. Jedrick Wills is fucking getting an MRI again. Hudson got hurt. I was like, bro, it's going to be me out there at O-line.
Might have to start doing tryouts.
DeJuan Jones literally weighs 400 pounds. What the fuck happened in the offseason?
Better get that Eddie Lacy treatment. You might need to start doing weight clauses.
He's getting torched on the edge by speed rushers. I know his knee was hurt, and it's probably not fully healthy yet, but come on, man.
I mean, it's not going to be. The brother is huge. The brother fat as fuck.
He needs to lose some weight.
That's a lot of weight on that knee.
Kill me.
Speaking of injuries, I'm just going to go down the list. Trent Brown is out for the year, torn patella tendon. I think we all knew that he was on a 1 year. I think we all knew he was going to get. There's a potential for him to get hurt because he's had injury history and he just cooked his shit. Adam Thielen, hamstring injury. I think he's just old as fuck. Wyatt Teller out with a knee. Trey Fatanu, Steelers rookie, right tackle. He's probably out for the year. He had an MRI and it didn't look good. He's on IR, but they said he might be gone until maybe the playoffs. Joel Alt and Rashawn Slater are going to miss time, both with knee injuries. And CMC went to Germany for Achilles tendon specialist.
Is that concerning?
Brother, if you go into Germany, yes. Well, it's not like over here we're the best, so.
I don't understand, though, like where the miscommunication was or the misinformation from the media and the 49ers, because it started out as, oh, we've always known about this tendonitis. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, he should be back week two. Like, he's just not playing week one. Oh, he's on IR now. Oh, he's going to see a specialist. Like, what the fuck just happened? You know what I mean? And without him, they might not be that good, honestly. And I don't put a lot of stock into running backs. Like, you got to be really, really fucking good to make your offense, like more important with you on the field. Like, I think Nick Chubb is one of those people. CMC is one of those people. Probably the only two, to be honest with you. Yeah. Maybe
Saquon.
Yeah, Saquon, I would say also. There's probably four or five guys that's it that matter in the long-term scheme of the offense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jordan Mason's been good. You know what I mean? Like, I think that 49ers offense can be good without McCaffrey. They're just not – there's just something about it that they're just not as explosive.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't use Jordan Mason in the pass game, do they?
Not really, no.
I mean, that could be
– And I don't know if he doesn't have hands. It's just CMC is just so good out of the backfield like that.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt he's the best all-around back in football. Like, it's not even close, probably. Him and Saquon. Nick Chubb's, probably the best pure runner in the NFL, but he's not the best running back, do-everything running back. Weird, weird stuff. And Shanahan's, like he fucked up on the injury report the first week.
Yeah.
He knew McCaffrey wasn't going to play and never said anything. So, what the fuck is happening?
I feel bad for the fantasy owners of CMC.
Yeah, that's rough. I will say I took Tyreek first in one of my picks or one of my drafts, and I think both are just kind of chalked right now. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter who you took, Tyreek or CMC, because no Tua.
That's why I always take Jettas, man.
I should have.
Jettas is going to eat regardless.
I'm so sick, man. How can we not? I just don't understand. Even if Skylar Thompson's playing, how are we not figuring out a way to get Tyreek the ball?
Yeah.
On fucking any way possible. Throw it behind the line of scrimmage. He'll probably gain some yards. I don't even know what he had this week. I didn't even look. I knew I lost. I didn't even look at the fucking. He probably had 4 points. Back to back 4 point games from that fucking bum.
Now, do you think there should be some kind of punishment for Shanahan for this whole debacle thing?
I thought he would get in trouble for the first week, but now we know he's out. You know what I mean? So he's on the injury list, so I don't think it's a problem. They put him on IR. It just seems kind of shady. I don't know.
Yeah, definitely.
This seems you know what it seems like? And I go through this all the time with the Browns. The Browns are never telling you what the fuck is going on ever with their players. Like Wyatt Teller, that man could be out the rest of the year and they won't say it until week 12 because they're fucking assholes. Shanahan's doing the same shit with McCaffrey. They don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure the fans are pissed too. Someone give us some information on why he's going over there. Obviously they put him on IR. He's going to be out 4 weeks minimum, but is that enough time to get it right?
I'm saying Achilles is not something you want to fuck around with.
No, because that could be it for your career. Especially a running back.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go ahead and get into the bets of the week, the locks of the week, dog of the week. Our dog did win. You know, that's how we do. And or Commanders plus 7.5. Smacked. Cooked. Smacked. That Bucks minus 6.5, though.
I might have to go on a rant.
What's up? What's up?
Fucking, I should have known. Two good games in a row for Baker. Here's
getting
my theory.
Some media attention.
Yeah, here's my theory with Baker. He's going to play well until people start mentioning his name. And then he's chalk. I saw when I was watching on Sunday, it was 12 right before the game started, and they had Baker on for an interview. I was like, fuck me. I was like, we are cooked right now. Because anytime he gets any publicity, it's over. They lose. He has the worst game ever. It just doesn't make sense to me. He needs to just stay under the radar for the rest of the year, and they'll do fine. Like this week, it's a turnaround game. They'll probably win. I don't even know who they're facing, but they'll probably fucking win in the nastiest of ways. When we needed him to win last week. But I will say, I think it was just a bad read in general by me because of all the underdogs winning, and they were a 6.5-point favorite. So I just didn't believe that the underdogs could keep the streak going, but they are fucking 14-2 against the spread this year as 6-point dogs. That's insane. The biggest underdog has won every single week this year. That's a lot of people making money right now, and Vegas is not liking it.
What were your thoughts on that Commanders plus 7.5?
That shit hit in the first quarter. Honestly, it's so nice when you take someone that big, like a plus 7.5, plus 10.5, and they go up 7. Because you're just like, holy fuck, I have a 14-point spread that I can cover with. Like, even once it hit, like, late in the third quarter and they were up, what were they, up 10, 11?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God. Even if the Bengals come back and win, there's not enough time to cover. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we had it locked down, like, middle of the third quarter. I was like, oh, we're good. Good, good, good. Who's the biggest dog this week? It's the Patriots?
Yeah.
Against the 49ers? No way, right?
No money. I ain't putting no money.
No way, right? Can the streak keep going?
No. Yeah, I think our dog of the week, we did win on that. We picked the Eagles. It's a dub in our corner, but at the same time, it's Eagles. Like, we had to pick them. When are they ever going to be a dog like that? Not that they were trying to fucking lose. Sirianni was trying to lose.
I will say, we're never putting money on the Eagles ever again as a straight dog because Sirianni is a maniac this year. He's doing the complete opposite of what you should do with analytics.
He didn't go last week, and that brother must have been on Twitter, boy.
Because
he was going every time. And close. I'm like, bro, take the fucking points, bro.
Dude, if they would have just taken the points, it would have been over anyway because their defense didn't allow anything after 6.
Yeah.
How many times did they fuck up not kicking a field goal? Fucking 3 or 4 times?
Yeah, it's not like you got a bum back there.
Yeah, I don't.
Jake Elliott's a good kicker. But he was like, nah, I'm going to do my own thing.
And it worked out because of all the talent on the offense.
Yeah.
Nasty work. Nasty work, man. Yeah, I think the only reason we picked them, though, is because they were plus money. And it's the Eagles. So much talent. It's hard not to pick a team as an underdog that has that much talent. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be real, man. Bengals fans, you thought I wasn't going to get on you. It's been almost 50 minutes of the show. You thought I forgot about y'all. Like I said, like I told these fans, oh, we're not losing to the Commanders. I just say, if y'all lose to these fucking Commanders, y'all are cooked. Because I said earlier, where are you in the spectrum? You lost to the Patriots. A terrible team, right? Probably going to be a top 6 pick, and you lost to the Chiefs, the best team.
Yeah.
So I said, are you in the middle? Or where are you? And then you lose to the Commanders, and I was like, oh, you're just ass. I found out where you were. You're ass. You're not in the middle. You're ass. You're not in the middle. You're not good. You're ass. And ass with a top 5 quarterback is double ass because there's no way – you should be 0-3. You are the last in the division.
I will say 0-3 with a $50 million QB is egregious. Need help. Send help. Fire the
minimum,
coach.
At minimum, they should be 2-1.
Fire the coach. Like he if they don't the pull
Patriots
this
and a rookie QB. Minimum 2-1.
If they don't pull this out of the fire, like Zach Taylor has no excuse. Like he needs to be canned. How are you not winning games with Joe Burrow? How? Lou Anamar, whatever the fuck his name, I can't even say it. They're DC. The man only shows up for one game and one game only, and that's the Chiefs. It is real nasty watching that type of shit in the NFL. Like when Antonio Pierce said last year that we try harder and prep for the Chiefs than any other team. I'm like, This is exactly why you're going to win four games next year. Because if you take games, like, this isn't college football.
Chiefs ain't even in your division.
Yeah. Like, this isn't college football. You can't get up so high for one game because any team can beat you. Like, that's just bad NFL prep. Ohio State knows they can get up for three or four games a year because they play nobody else. Like, fucking, you take a week off in the NFL and you're losing to the Commanders at home on Monday Night Football. Or you're losing to the fucking Patriots at home with Jacoby, Booby, Brissett. Like, what are we doing here? Like, that's just bad. Like, Zach Taylor needs fucking fired. How one Super Bowl appearance, one playoff run does not condone this type of behavior. Like, if this was a Browns coach, he'd be fired already. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
He'd be fucking gone.
Y'all need to get rid of this rivalry with the Chiefs. It's not a rivalry. These brothers got three Super Bowls.
Yeah, it's not worth – like, I hate when Bengals fans – I hate when Bengals fans are like, oh, the Chiefs are our only comp, like, in the AFC. Like, that's just not true because you struggle in your own division. And, yes, you've played the Chiefs a lot because you've been in the playoffs and this and that. It's not a fucking rivalry. It's not. It's fucking not a goddamn rivalry. Your rivalries are within the division. That's how it is. You should be more concerned about who's in front of you than the Chiefs at the end of the fucking year.
Yeah.
It's so annoying to hear.
And I'm going to place blame on the NFL. We need to stop scheduling this game in the regular season. Stop it.
Please, God. I'm tired of the fucking – one, I'm tired of every fan. Whoever wins or loses, the flags. Listen, I don't give a fuck who you are. Every team gets flagged. Every team gets shit calls against them. I'm fucking sick of it.
It's on a high this year, too.
The flags are bad.
The refs hate us. The refs been throwing flags for everybody.
The refs hate everybody right now. I haven't seen a single team get calls in their favor 100% of the time. Like, it's bad. It's so annoying watching. Like, and I'm all for a good Twitter shit-talking sesh and seeing it play out. But Bengals and Chiefs fans, I'm over it. I'm overseeing you guys talk about it. Like, you guys play each other two times a year. You're going to meet in the Super Bowl every year. Like, bro, fuck off. I'm over it.
You might not even – the rate you're going, you ain't even going to the playoffs, brother.
Yeah.
A top six pick with a top five QB that played the whole season, it's over. Everybody get fired.
There is no fucking excuse. Like – if you're losing with a top five QB, you haven't won a game against two mid teams, one good team. But still, like, what are we doing? How do we lose with Burrow? Did you see Burrow play last night or two nights ago? He looked good. How do you lose when you don't punt the ball? This is coaching malpractice. We're going to start putting Zach Taylor. I've never been a fan of Zach Taylor. I think he hinders Joe Burrow and the Bengals all the time. And if he didn't have these late season stretches of winning games, the man already would have been fired. But fucking Joe Burrow's so good, and we can't beat the worst in the NFL. What are we doing here? What are we doing? Why is there any reason to keep Zach Taylor around?
I mean, hey, we called this shit. We said, y'all offensively, y'all going to be all right. But you got no names on defense. We're giving Von Bell meaningful minutes.
I know that, like, this is where depth comes into play because I know your front four are injured and shit like that. But, like,
it's not like they got good stats either, though.
Well, I'm just saying.
Once they let go of DJ Reader, I was like, it's over.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They got, is it Rankins in free agency and stuff?
But BJ Hill.
Yeah, I'm just like. But it's not about your starting front four. You can have the best starting front four ever. But if you have no guys that can back them up and do anything, the Browns went through this for a long time. This is the first time in a while we have rotating like D tackles and ends that can play. Like, I'm comfortable with anybody on the field at this point. But the Bengals aren't like that because they're not paying money to get guys in those positions. And people are like, oh, it's not possible with Joe Burrow's contract. I'm like, yes, it is. Look at the Browns, and Deshaun Watson has the worst contract in the league, And we're still getting people in free agency. We're still re-signing our best players. Like, this is an ownership issue. And until, what's his name, Mike Brown? Until Mike Brown figures it out and is willing to pay cash for players, the Bengals are going to be in this position for a long time. Even with Joe Burrow, like, sign your QB. You guys also signed Carson Palmer. Did that get you anywhere? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't give Palmer any weapons. So, I don't fucking know. They're in hell right now, whether they want to admit it or not. Like, I would hate having the owner that they have. Like, Haslam, he doesn't always make the right decision, but he fucking pays. Like, he's willing to chill out money to put a better team on the field, so.
And it's only going to get, once T leaves, bro, it's only going to get worse. Unless you get a wide receiver, if you remain in the top and get like a Luther Burden, all right, we're here. But
yeah,
other than that, it's wraps.
Yeah, and I think, like, for me, a very clear, I don't think Super Bowl windows end when you do have your franchise QB, because like Burrow can win at any time, right?
Mm-hmm.
But for me, like, you have to maximize the few years after you get to that position. So like when they went to the Super Bowl, they need to maximize the roster as much as they can within that 2 to 3 year window.
Mm-hmm.
But we're already at that point where this is the best they have after 2 or 3 years after going to the Super Bowl. Like, they got worse each year. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's on the GM. That's on the owner. That's on the coach. Like, they just have not been able to figure it out. Like, when you get your franchise QB, you want to build off of it, right?
Yeah.
They haven't fucking built off shit. And that has to be so frustrating for Bengals fans.
Fuck them, though.
Yeah.
That's what y'all bitches get for talking all that shit.
Now yeah, you're talking a lot of shit. One Super Bowl appearance, and we're talking mad shit.
Now you're 0-3, pussy. Fuck y'all. Steelers 3-0, bitch. Come see me in the streets.
I put up those best bets for this week.
Hopefully, hey, I'm a fan of Morris Mims, but it's TJ time. So here are bets of the week for the audio people that can't see. Go on YouTube. What the fuck are y'all doing? But for audio people, we have Rams +2.5 and Bills +2.5. Those are our locks of the week. Rams play the Bears at the Bears, and Bills play at the Ravens. Shout out to Deuce. Deuce is going to the game. I picked y'all to win, so y'all probably going to lose. Every time I pick the Ravens, y'all lose. Dog of the week is the Panthers. Speaking, if we're going to shit on the Bengals, we going to shit on them all the way. Dookie it up. We going Panthers. The Red Rifle gets his revenge. I always say the revenge games are the best. If they beat y'all, if y'all are 0-4.
Yeah, this is, to me, this is going to sound very sad. But to me, this is a prove-it game for the Bengals against the Panthers. Because you drop to 0-4 and your chances of the playoffs are zero. I have a little bit of faith in you. There's only been one team. I think there's only been one team ever to start 0-3 and make the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
Something insane like that. So if you drop to 0-4, you're at zero. 0.0, you make the playoffs this year. I think Andy Dalton's 2-1 against the Bengals since he left. So that's encouraging for our pick here. But like I said, Bengals are on prove it to me at this point. Like, you're on fraud watch. And if Andy Dalton lights you up for 30 points, I don't know what to tell you. It's over. It's over for you.
Yeah. Reed's nice to y'all. Y'all ain't on fraud watch for me. Y'all are frauds. It ain't, and I'm just watching it.
Yeah, I'm not as set on saying you guys are a bad team until
you always have a chance. As long as you have the top 5 fucking QB and a top 6 wide receiver, you always have a fucking chance.
But that's where I'm at. Like,
y'all are butt.
Yeah, that's where I'm at though. With Burrow on the team, you can beat anybody, but you like it with that defense, you could lose to literally anyone in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a scary thought. You're just wasting Burrow at this point.
Be happy, Bengals fans, that the Panthers are a worse franchise and they got rid of Brian Burns. He might have fucking 6 sacks against y'all if he was playing in this game.
Yeah.
and Derrick Brown's out. Y'all should win. This is, we're testing your gangster with this dog of the week.
Honestly, I want to see what the over-under is for this game.
We are testing your gangster.
Yeah, this is a prove-it game for you guys against the fucking Panthers. Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Brown's got a prove-it game against the Raiders. No, I'm just kidding. No, we're ass. I'm going to say that we're ass. They got, the Browns have like three weeks in a row of prove-it games because they're fucking butt.
Is Max Crosby about to eat?
Dude. I know he has an ankle. I know he has an ankle injury lingering, but I mean he's gonna smoke.
I think he's gonna do that Fent combo and play his ass off.
Hey, I picked him for defense player of the year. This game might get it for him. 5 sacks.
Yeah, my shit's cooked. I picked Micah Parsons. Hey, didn't I pick Josh Allen for MVP though?
Yes.
Yeah, I rolled with him again. Hey.
My MVP's cooked.
Who the hell is yours?
Jordan Love.
Oh yeah, you're done.
Malik Willis.
But yeah, this is our dog. Our dog of the week is the Panthers. Bengals, we're calling y'all out. We're testing your gangster. A lot of the dogs were like, yeah, you know what I mean? So we're just having fun with this one. That's what we can do over at DWC. We can have fun. Because we, you know, we be hitting on our locks. I think we're gonna go 3 for 3. If we go 3 for 3, we're killing it, bro. Went 2 for 3 last week. You know, we gotta get that trifecta.
I know.
And I think we can.
We've done 2 for 2 and 3 for 2 weeks and 1 and 2 for one of the weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Or did we go 0 and 3 one of the weeks?
No, we might have went 0 and 3.
I think you're right.
Yeah. 2 and 3, 0 and 3, 2 and 3. So we're gonna go 0 and 3. And we're gonna keep the pattern going. And let's go ahead and go over to our picks. YouTube people. You're welcome, audio people. Fuck y'all for making me read this. But I still love y'all. I still love y'all. For this Thursday night game, Cowboys at the Giants, we both have the Cowboys. For the Saints at the Falcons, we both picked the Falcons. I know. Relax, y'all. But, you know, Falcons, you know what I mean? The Rams at the Bears, we both picked the Rams. For the Vikings, at the Packers, re-pick the Packers. I picked the Vikings. Reed's still holding on to this fucking Packers. Affection, it's over, bro. If you think Brian Flores is going to do something nasty to Malik Willis.
You're probably right.
Steelers at the Colts. We both picked the Steelers? What's up, bro. AR guy?
Hey, AR is going to be just fine. But this is a disaster waiting to happen with this defense and his turnover rate. Yeah. I'm going just like I picked the Bears last week for the same reason. Because he did have, what, 2 turnovers last week? Mm-hmm. It didn't cost them because the Bears' offense is so bad. But I think the Steelers can do enough.
Bruh, speaking a little bit on that pass he had to Pierce, beautiful. Follows it up with the worst fucking throw I've ever seen in my fucking life.
I don't quite understand him yet. You know what I mean? I mean, he's only started 17 total games in his career, mm-hmm. like at the collegiate level to now. So,
thank God. And hey, y'all need to. Sometimes, bro, you just gotta get the bad days out. You know, the bad weeks out. Sometimes you just gotta get them out.
And it's good to get it out against the Bears. Still win the game.
Win a fucking game.
I wouldn't be surprised if they beat the Steelers, but like at the same time, I just think the Steelers are too sound to lose to the Colts at this point in the season.
We're number one in the conference, brother.
Yeah.
You know how we do. Broncos at the Jets. We both picked the Jets.
Rodgers better not lose that game.
Yeah. Yeah. The Discord, we going to get nasty if he loses. Eagles at the Bucks. Both picked the Eagles. I can also see the Eagles losing this shit. Bengals at the Panthers. We both picked the Panthers. The Jags at the Texans. We both picked the Texans. I'm going to ask you real quick. Do you think this is the Doug Fire game?
Yeah, they lose this game. I think you have to. All right.
If he gets blown out.
You can't get blown out by division rival. You can't get blown out back-to-back weeks. You just can't. With Trevor Lawrence, you cannot do that. This is I mean, we're close. We're so close to my prediction.
Yeah, you were cooking. I didn't.
Here's what I didn't
think you were cooking until the Browns game.
Yeah,
where I was like, "What the fuck are we doing?"
No, they might be really, really bad because we beat them. So they need we beat them with no offense. So they need help.
And then the Bills game, I was like, "Oh yeah, this brother better get fired."
I mean, that game was over in the second quarter. That's a fireball offense.
Then the Commanders at the Cardinals, we both picked the Cardinals. The Patriots at the 49ers, we both picked the 49ers. Are you putting any kind of money? Are you suggesting putting any kind of money on that minus 10?
I mean, probably the plus 10 if we go the opposite way.
Mm-hmm.
What is it, plus 10 and a half or plus 10?
Yeah, just 10 straight.
I mean, Alex, honestly,
on Scandal,
at this point in the season with how crazy it's been, you might as well put at least a little 10 on the dog here to cover that. You know what I mean? Because shit, anything can happen in this fucking league. The 49ers haven't been able to pull away from anybody yet.
The Browns at the Raiders. We both picked the Raiders. Hilarious.
I'm over it, bro. They gotta show me. They're just like the Bengals. Like, they got to show me something, or I'm just going to pick opposite of them every week.
Chiefs at the Chargers. We both picked the Chiefs. I think the spread could get nastier if Herbert does not play, which I don't think he should. Both tackles are out. He's already hurt. We heard him more playing against us. So, yeah, I think they should just shut that down. Bills at the Ravens. I picked the Ravens and re-picked the Bills. I might regret that decision. The Bills are looking nasty. Titans at the Dolphins. We both picked the Titans.
That was the hardest game.
This game, the fact that it's like Huntley or Skyler might be playing, we're still like, because Will Levis is so bad. Hey, at least he provides memes. The memes have been hilarious, man. Nothing will top the fucking.
I'm sure nobody's going to watch this game.
No.
Zero.
We're all just going to be waiting for this 8 o'clock game, which is the Seahawks at the Lions. I picked the Lions. Reed picked the Seahawks. Hey, Lions fans, I'm still with y'all. I'm always going to be with y'all. They did beat y'all last year, so you need to get your get back. What do you think has the potential to be the game of the week?
Game of the week. Oh, man. People are probably going to be looking at that Bills-Ravens game.
Yeah.
I'm not super confident in the Ravens' defense. Like, I really do think the Bills can win by a whole touchdown or more.
I was about to say, but you think, like...
Two touchdowns is a little wild. That's a little wild in the NFL. But, like, I think the Bills can control the game. I don't know. Like, I just don't have faith in the Ravens defense. And that's the first time I'm saying this in probably fucking 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
When have you ever seen a Ravens defense just look kind of rough? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just not who they are.
Do you think it's because they lost their – you think the DC really was like –
DC, they lost a lot of pieces. I mean, people don't talk enough about how their secondary got kind of totally wiped out.
Yeah. Roquan's basically like a Patrick Queen merchant.
Yeah. Patrick Queen's gone. Clowney's gone. You know what I mean? Like, they lost big pieces. They had their best roster, I think, in a while last year.
Mm-hmm.
And that was another situation where, like, if they didn't win the Super Bowl that year, it was going to be hard to turn around and do it this year. Because they lost so many pieces. They're always going to be in the conversation because of Lamar. If the Bills, I'm telling you right now, if the Bills can stop the run against the Ravens and bottle up Derrick Henry and that read option they've been running, it's going to get nasty for the Ravens. Like 1-3, here we come.
AFC North is not, we're not having a good showing, man.
I'm guessing if I had to pick a game, probably the Seahawks-Lions.
I think Seahawks, that game could be high scoring.
Seahawks can never pull away from teams, but I think they're good enough, and the Lions haven't put it together yet this year. So This could be a game where they do it, but the Seahawks are good enough, in my opinion, to like suck you into that close 21 to 24 game. You know what I mean? No pause. I think that will probably be the best game, so I'm glad it's the Monday night game. Worst game of the week, Titans-Dolphins. But I will say it might be a 15 to 13 type of game with a bunch of turnovers, so it could be funny to watch.
I think the worst game of the week is definitely going to be that Raiders-Browns game. I think that shit is going to be hilarious.
That game might be 3-0 at the end of it. I think you remember the – what was the game last year that literally ended like 6-0?
I know Packers? The Vikings were playing it.
I think it was the Packers-Raiders, right? Or the Vikings-Raiders?
Remember that with Josh Dobbs, that Vikings game where they only – it was like 3-0?
That was the nastiest. Like, look forward to that in the Raiders game. Like, I might just turn on Red Zone and not even watch. And you know what? If you turn on Red Zone, you're never going to see that game.
I was going to say. It's going to be like, damn, why haven't we seen – or it's going to be like, man, why haven't we seen any offensive drives?
Yeah.
It's going to be all defense. But, yeah, speaking of ass, our picks these start of the year, we've been bad.
I really haven't
seen. The underdogs have been winning.
Yeah.
I'm up 1, 26-22, and Reed's got 25-23.
I haven't really seen anybody do well on picks this year.
No. It's been all kinds of ass for everybody. Hey, I'd rather it be ass than all the favorites win.
Yeah. I want it to be like this. I don't want us to get every fucking thing right because it makes obviously talking about the NFL way better.
Yeah. Only our best bets. That's the only thing things I want to get right.
But anyway, like, this has been the craziest first 3 weeks I've ever seen, like, win-loss-wise in the NFL. Like, it seems like everyone can lose to everybody, which is insane.
I love it. I love it. For the people that think college football is better, come on, y'all.
You're out of your mind.
This is what we live for, man.
Yeah.
Those are our picks for this, and I'm going to go back to our best bets just so y'all can lock those in. Just want to focus on those best bets. Locks of the week. Bills +2.5 and Rams +2.5. Both teams going away, but we think they can hold in either, you know, and can win or, you know, last second field goal where the other team's up by one. But we do think that they'll keep it within the +2.5 range. And a dog of the week is the Panthers. And this was just kind of vibes. You know what I mean? I think this pick is hilarious. I think if this happens, I'm not getting I can't wear Panther shit, bro. Y'all are ass. But the Commander shit will be here. But thanks again, guys, for listening and for watching. This is on YouTube at Defense Wins Championships podcast. Make sure you like, subscribe, comment, all that jazz. Thanks for every bit of comments. Thanks for every bit of likes and watches. Really appreciate you guys. This is our first season doing YouTube. So hopefully we can continue to grow. We are also on audio on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts. So make sure you guys give a listen, rate us 5 stars and all that jazz. Thanks again, guys, for everybody watching. Thanks for everybody listening. We are also on Twitter. These will be posted, the picks and the best bets will be posted. So you guys can look at that and make your picks and your bets based on that. But other than that, guys, we are out of here. We can't wait for this week 4. And this is a lot of tests for a lot of teams. So we'll definitely have a whole bunch of talking points if things go awry. But thanks again, guys. We are out. Peace.